It's Sheena here from the Berlin Project, and I'm standing looking at Brandenburg Gate, and I'm standing here with a East German. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Katja Sherwood, and yeah.
And can you tell me where you were when 20 years ago when the wall came down? Can you tell me a bit about your story, why the fall of the wall is so important?
Well, I was a student at Humboldt University 20 years ago, and I was studying for a test, I believe, in our student dormitory, and didn't quite get it that night when we heard news on the radio that the wall was coming down. We were like, yeah, right, people with certain permission, certain papers, but not us. And the next day we went on the city train on the S-Bahn to go to college, and everybody left at one station. Absolutely everybody left the train, and so we were thinking something must be up, and it wasn't far from a checkpoint through the wall. And so we got out with everybody and crossed through on Oberbaumbrücke. And that was quite an exciting, unbelievable event. Yeah, we were looking at this bridge that we always passed by with the S-Bahn, and we were thinking, whoa, we're on it. So it was cool.
Yeah. So how different is Berlin today than it was 20 years ago?
Well, I haven't been here for a long time, so I did miss a lot of the changes. I was, for instance, looking for this little train station where I went from college through town, and it's now Hauptbahnhof. And the S-Bahn itself has changed quite a bit with the ring and everything. It's accessible. Yeah, it's quite a different town that you can see people from all kinds of nations everywhere, not just, I guess, in the West. It used to be more segregated. People from Ethiopia studied with us, or people from Vietnam, but now it's all mixed up, so that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your story. We're going to be walking around the crowd, checking out people's stories of where they were 20 years ago today. Check out more on our site at www.theberlinproject.com.